Marvel's newest superhero series is out on Netflix today, and while we've seen Spider-Man swing through Midtown on webs and the Avengers save the world, Luke Cage takes place entirely in one neighborhood, and that's Harlem. Here to tell us about Marvel's Luke Cage is WNYC's Shumita Basu. Shumita, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So let me get this straight for the uninitiated. DC Comics often take place in fictional lands, but a lot of the original Marvel superheroes are born and bred New Yorkers, right?
That's right. And you might have seen Luke Cage before, actually. He's the on-again, off-again love interest of Jessica Jones, another Marvel superhero with a Netflix series. And his origin story in the comic books goes like this. And keep in mind that this was written in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It's a black man growing up in Harlem. He gets imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit. And while he was in jail, he agreed to be subjected to experimental treatments, hoping he'd get a shortened sentence. And that's how he accidentally got his superpowers, bulletproof skin, and superhuman strength.
So tell us, what kind of picture did Marvel paint about Harlem in the 70s?
It was a pretty grimy one, really undesirable. The subtitle for the original comic books was Out of Hell, a Hero. But I hear the new series isn't going to vilify Harlem in quite the same way the comic books did, and it won't whitewash it either.
So what are the show's producers trying to do by modernizing Marvel's take on Harlem?
They're definitely appealing to younger viewers, mm-hmm. but in doing that, they're also faced with these challenges of today's news and today's politics. And the show's executive producer has talked about this. His name is Chio Coker, and he said, "When I think about what's going on in the world right now, the world is ready for a bulletproof black man." But I was wondering, in the era of Black Lives Matter, I mean, what does it mean to see a bulletproof black man on the small screen?
Mm-hmm.
So I made some calls. I ended up on the phone with Joshua Adams. He's an arts and culture journalist. And he wrote about this dissonance between watching black bodies getting shot on the news and seeing this superhero Luke Cage deflecting bullets. He said it's complicated. Black bodies are perceived differently by people with implicit biases as older or bigger or more threatening.
That connects to the kind of wider idea of, you know, black people being more susceptible to pain, being superhuman and to a certain extent super inhuman. And so, you know, when you're seeing a black male who can't get shot, that's great, but it's almost kind of like, in some ways it uses a stereotype and in some ways it subverts it.
So yeah, Joshua's excited, but he finds the character problematic in some ways.
So does Joshua think that the world's ready for a bulletproof black man?
He says it's more nuanced than that.
I do think that he was kind of talking about like needing a space where you can watch even though this character is fictional, a black person be for essentially completely impervious to institutional racism. But in a certain way, like, you know, I don't think the world wants a bulletproof black man. I think the world wants a society where black people don't have to be bulletproof.
So the series dropped early this morning. It's already out, and most of the people I spoke to are really looking forward to a good binge this weekend.
Okay, it's called Luke Cage. It's out on Netflix today. Shumita Basu, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.